This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. California Governor Gavin Newsom is facing increased pressure to use his authority to unilaterally act proposals that would hand out billions of dollars to black residents in reparations for slavery in a state that never had slavery. The California Reparations Task Force, which was created by state legislation in 2020, is considering a proposal to give just under $360,000 per person to approximately 1.8 million black Californians who had an ancestor enslaved in the United States. The cost is roughly $640 billion. Former President Trump is urging his supporters to protest because he expects to be arrested this week.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says protests should be peaceful, but an indictment would result in a political circus. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican said Democrats are building sympathy for the former president because it seems like he's being attacked over an issue that happened 7 years ago. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been investigating Trump for his alleged role in a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Sununu said there are much more pressing issues to worry about. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Biden administration is speeding up their efforts to pursue trade agreements that bypass Congress, as it says it's to counter China. The moves have sparked a fight with lawmakers that threaten to upend the president's trade strategy at a critical point of rising global competition. The administration's push to forge a free trade deal on critical minerals to resolve a dispute with the European Union over electric vehicle subsidies, the latest in a string of such pacts that work around congressional approval. Officials say that a plane low on fuel was forced to make an emergency landing on a Las Vegas freeway yesterday morning. Officials are reporting the northbound lanes of the U.S. 95 at Sky Canyon Park Drive on the far northwest side were closed Sunday because of the plane on the highway. No injuries were reported. This is USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Taliban leader in Afghanistan has told Afghan officials to replace any relatives that have been hired for government positions and avoid hiring relatives moving forward. Allegations have emerged that some Taliban officials have placed their sons in government positions they're not qualified for. Afghanistan is facing deepening economic and humanitarian crises since the Taliban returned to power after fighting a war for nearly two decades. In addition to the Taliban's nepotism practices, the group has also barred many women from working and has also refused to allow girls and women to continue their education in secondary schools and universities. A high-ranking Republican wants calm should the former president be arrested this week.
Despite Donald Trump calling for protesters to turn out if he's arrested by the Manhattan District Attorney, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't want to see any violence.
I don't think people should protest this, no. And I think President Trump, if you talk to him, he doesn't believe that either.
On Saturday, Trump posted to Truth Social, quote, protest, take our nation back.
He's not talking in a harmful way, and nobody should. Nobody should harm one another in this.
McCarthy also said Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will direct an investigation if the Manhattan DA's office is using federal money for its probe. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmish.
New York Community Bank will buy a major portion of Signature Bank, a lender for tri-state businesses, in a $2.7 billion deal after Signature failed last week. This is USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Good to have Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, how are we doing?
I'm good, Bill. Good morning, and great day to be alive.
Hey, it is. I have to admit, so please forgive me. I didn't get a chance. In fact, I was sending you a note of send me your notes again for yesterday's sermon, because you've been so spot on with everything that is happening relative to the culture and people of faith, the response that we should have. Especially all that's coming together right now, Phil. You know, this is the Lenten season. It's all culminating with the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and his resurrection and his complete redemptive story that God laid out for everybody. We've got this going on. We've got revivals happening. The success of the Jesus Revolution continues. I think they're up to almost $50 million now. I mean, they're just exploding the heads of, the atheists and people that think that God is irrelevant, when you have a people now, much like the movie, are growing more and more desperate because of the current conditions. Because Joe Biden, President Xi, the World Economic Forum, only continues to create more pain and less prosperity for people at large.
Well, and you're going to see more and more of this. I think this is the paradox of Christianity. The more pressure you put on it, the stronger it becomes. And God recognized this when you see the Jerusalem church had really grown immensely after Pentecost. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't carrying out that great commission to go into all the world. And it's clear that persecution came, maybe from the hand of God, to disperse them around the world. And so, you know, it's been said that the blood of the martyr is the seed of the church. And if you want to really see Christianity take off, put some pressure on it. Because
exactly.
Then we fall back into our default mode of trusting God.
Amen. And I think that, as much as it can be a trying time, it is exciting. I mean, because when you read of the martyrs of the early church, how excited, how willing they were to go, to their deaths for the sake of the faith and all that they enjoyed, the joy that they received because of what, how we benefited from the crucifixion. I mean, here it is. Evil thought, aha, we got him. You know, it's done. But they didn't realize that was, as our good friend Tony Campolo would say, that was just Friday, but Sunday's coming. And that is the joy and hope of all people of faith, is that right now we may be in a series of Fridays, but Sunday is coming. Even in these desperate times, we know the God that we have served, you and I, Phil, we've seen this happen time and time again, right?
Oh, exactly. And I think here's the other thing, that remember, God has always preserved a remnant. And so it's not just a hope of, you know, by and by, you know, in glory. It is also the preservation and the strength in the middle of any trial that you face. You know, I made a comment yesterday in my message that how many preachers' names do you remember from Germany who stood up against Hitler? I can only think of one. There probably were others, but only one comes to mind, and that was Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the question, do you want your pastor to be the first one to be martyred because he's out leading the punch, or do you want him to be forgotten in history as someone who tried to tickle ears and please people? I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Exactly.
And so the memory of the wicked is rottenness to the bones, Proverbs says. And so you want to actually be righteous. You want to stand strong. You want to be remembered for something that's significant, not that you got invited to speak or you became some preacher of fame. Who cares? This is about the kingdom of God, not about our kingdom.
You know, and to this point, it's kind of like, you know, reflecting back on the Jesus Revolution, a lot of us, Phil, in fact, I was talking with Craig Huey earlier, we were here in Southern California when this broke out, when this happened. And each individual, you know, Kevin Downs, who's one of the producers for the movie, you know, he and I had a conversation about this. We were in the orbit of all, you know, that was happening. We got to observe it. And so whether you're the pastor or whether you are, you know, the most lowly of low seemingly, but you were there to co-labor with God is significant. It's not about, and you get to this point where you realize it's not about personal glory. It's about God's glory. That's most important, you know, to see and realize that, because God's glory is what will change the hearts of men. He is that catalyst agent that will, you know, get evil out of the way and allow righteousness to reign and the people to rejoice once again, the Bible says, right?
Yeah, and guess what? His glory comes not because we sit back and do nothing. It's because our hands are at the plow. And we're out there, we're his hands and feet, we're his missional agents on planet Earth, his ambassadors, we're a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We need to act like it. We need to be the church that does something and not says, well, we're going to go pray about it. Well, go pray and then go work hard. Do both.
Exactly.
Both required.
You see, and I think that this appointed time is in our favor, Phil, I believe. Just like when Jesus said, this is the favor of the Lord, the time of the Lord's favor, right? There was just something, again, from day one in my conversation going back last year with Jonathan Cahn, we talked about this being the Shemitah Jubilee year. What this would mean, and as this is starting to evolve and as the onion skin layers are being pulled back more and more, you know, with revivals, you know, that are happening in universities, kids that were nuns, you know, that they were non-participating, they didn't want anything to do with God, are now realizing, no, God's the answer. I need to participate. Jesus, the movie, you know, things that are coming out. And it's not like we're, you know, like I was saying to Craig, it's not like we got all 100% agreement. We're never going to get 100% agreement. But there is, with God, the majority is in our favor in such a way. And in our favor, I mean in everybody's favor, those that he has called to come forth, right?
Oh, amen. And, you know, you say, well, how do I know if I'm called? Well, are you saved?
Yes.
There's the answer. If you're saved, then you're called.
Yes.
So, well, I don't want to be called. Too late. Should have thought of that before you got saved.
Hey, get ready, because it's going to be a lot. It really is. I mean, God tells us not to fear, right? And the reason we're not to fear is because we know that God's in charge. This is all happening. I mean, you can have the Democrats, you can have the left doing everything. You know, they're going to arrest a former president. They're going to perp walk him. They're going to get all excited because they get to see Donald Trump in handcuffs. I mean, this is, I don't know what Adam Schiff's going to do with himself, you know, or Swalwell or even Liz Cheney. I mean, they're just going to be so excited. You know, happy hour will be never ending for them when they see this happen. But hey, all that is meaningless, because we serve a just God, and he knows how to balance the scales, right? And get ready.
Oh, amen. In unexpected ways, for sure.
Amen. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He continues after the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith, reporting on a Christian university in Florida. They decided not to renew the contract of a left-leaning English professor. What's going on here, Phil?
Well, I think we've got a left-wing professor who thinks he ought to be in place because he's taught there for a number of years and because for the sake of just balancing out education there. But hey, last time I looked, if you're a Christian, you get certain You want certain people on your faculty, and you certainly don't want the wrong people on your faculty. That is, unless your administration or your money sources are really left wing. And so, you know, this is kind of the anti-woke crusade is kind of to blame for this, according to this professor. You know, that is the DeSantis right-wing political activist. And CNN picked up on it. You know, they can't go, they can't get enough of this. They just want to see what's happening. And I think it's always interesting when CNN gets involved in Christian things, the Christian things get stronger. How about that?
Yeah, we like
if
that.
You don't like, if CNN is fighting us, then the Christians rally behind whatever it is, whether it's a preacher or a school or a church or a mission organization, it really doesn't matter, you know? And so I think the really interesting thing here is when you look at his syllabus, you know, and he teaches a unit called Gender Equality, which includes a text by Virginia Woolf. And many of the students, you know, they've rallied behind this guy. They think this guy's the greatest guy since sliced bread, which is, you know, this is kind of the average college student's, you know, this is what you do when you go to college. You're on a paid vacation.
Right.
You know, and you're really not doing anything with your life other than trying to figure out what you're trying to do with your life. Only a few of them are focused. What do they say? Less than 10% actually do the job that they get educated for in a Christian university or a secular university for that sake. So they, what else are they going to do? You know, but for years, this guy has indoctrinated students into adopting his particular viewpoint. Which really goes counter to what the Christian message is. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch, but I think it becomes news because poor me, the Christian professor, they don't like my message. Very, very woke mindset.
Yeah, because, you know, they've had their way everywhere else, and he had to know or at least have some instinct to consider that what he was preaching was the wrong gospel in the wrong church. And I think that what you mentioned earlier in terms of the DeSantis effect in Florida here is and this is what leadership does, is it influences every aspect of the organism, doesn't it? I mean, DeSantis's, you know, courage to take on, you know, these woke ideologies is emboldening everybody else to say, that's right, this is crazy. It's kind of like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right, in Arkansas. She lays it out. She goes, this is not normal. It's crazy. Everybody goes, well, yeah. What are we thinking? All these years, we've been dancing around crazy. It's not normal. Why are we putting up with this? And look what she's doing in her first 100 days as the governor of that great state. I mean, she's really turning it on its head. And the people, I mean, you know, going back to what we said, what the Word of God says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. See what's happening in Arkansas right now. There is a buzz of rejoicing taking place because righteousness is rising.
It is. And I think people, and the counter is also true. I mean, if you see, if you want to see how you destroy, you know, a state, look at California, because I don't think anybody really realized until COVID how much power a governor has. And when they begin to see that unfold, they go, holy cow, we had no idea that a governor could do that, actually. And that's been the revelation to most people. So we see it on the right side, let's say, right meaning politically conservative, and we see it on the left side where, you know, governors or mayors of cities can really radically change the whole tenure, I mean, the whole, you know, attitude and everything else about a state
exactly.
very, very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, the trajectory, you know, of what where the state is moving. I mean, look at California. I mean, its trajectory is down, you know, and in the midst of this crazy trajectory, they're trying to argue over reparations that is going to cost the state, I think, some estimated amount of, you know, $600 billion that you're going to, you know, because last time I checked, I mean, California wasn't part of the slave nation, right? I mean, they weren't in existence when slavery was taking place. But somehow they're going to lead the way for reparations?
Yeah, you know, nothing makes sense. That's for sure. This is like, this is Dumb and Dumber running the outfit out here. It's like, I don't know. This is a sequel better than the first one. You know,
and if that's not enough, that they're trying to groom him as just in case over Biden to be president, right?
Oh, exactly. Oh,
how scary is that?
It's scary. I'm going to get him a carpeted van like Dumb and Dumber. Let him drive to D.C. in it.
Oh, yeah, we can only hope so. But you know, he's got such a great gig there. I mean, maybe he figures, okay, here I am. I got all these pay-for-play side hustles. My wife and I, and, you know, she's got her tentacles, and she's producing these woke videos that is in, you know, schools across the country, almost every school that is all compatible with the very thing that they say that they're not teaching anymore, this old critical race theory, and they keep changing the name of it so that they can say with a somewhat straight face they're not teaching it. But in essence, that's exactly what they're doing, Phil.
Yeah, it's exactly true. But I think for Newsom here, we call him Nuisance out here, but for him, it is all about, you know, power. You know,
yes.
About look at me and my ego, and there's nothing that could stroke his ego more, regardless how good he has it here, than that presidential run and securing it and turning the entire nation into California. God help us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, gosh, I remember when I was a kid growing up, they always said that anybody could be, could become president of the United States. But, you know, we kind of didn't really quite believe that until Joe Biden became president of the United States. Now, really, truly, that idea of anybody could become president of the United States is possible because Joe Biden has proven it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. And, you know, I think there is a reality. Anybody could. But we also recognize, and maybe this happened, you know, when we started seeing these dynasties of Bush and Clinton. Mm-hmm. We started seeing, you know, how does this happen? This is somebody's controlling this game.
Yes.
You know, and then Obama came in and, you know, how does this guy get elected with no more experience than he has? Then I think that's when it flipped for me. When I saw the dynasty thing happening, then I said, something's wrong. Something's terribly wrong here. So that's the day we're living in.
Well, and the thing is, you know, to your earlier point, Phil, the left has systemized the situation for a predicted result. And they thought they had it all figured out, and then 2016 happened. And, man, they had to go rework the machinery all over again, and it was no holds barred. We're going to cheat. We're going to steal. There is no way that Donald Trump will ever get elected. In fact, even to this moment, they're doing everything they can to ruin Donald Trump. Now, I got to say this, is that if God wants Donald Trump out of the picture, Donald Trump will be out of the picture. But if God wants Donald Trump in the picture, there's no stopping Donald Trump, regardless of what they do, regardless of handcuffs, no handcuffs, whatever. Right?
Yeah, and you know, the big mistake they've made is they always underestimate this guy. This guy is like, I don't know how he pulled it off. I don't know how he survived the difficulties that they gave him in a presidency. And then with the idea that going like, I think I'd like to do it one more time.
I mean, this is it. You know, they keep on doing it. And, you know, and that's what I keep telling people, even here in Florida, because there's a lot of conversation because we love Ron DeSantis. I said, don't give up on Trump. How many times in the 4 years that he was in battle did everybody want to abandon ship? And what would he do? He'd come back and, okay, he made us energy independent. He was on the verge of the Abrahamic Accords. We had four Arab nations getting ready to have a peace agreement with Israel. But, of course, all that goes by the wayside. Thank you very much, Joe Biden and the left. Phil Hotzenpiller, you're awesome as always. God bless you. Take care.
Goals are driving automakers and consumers to accelerate the shift to electric vehicles, EV. But roadblocks still exist to allow for their transition. Recent data from the IBM Institute for Business Value found that 50% of surveyed customers are considering getting an EV in the next 3 years. However, only 13% of industry executives anticipate that their countries will be ready to support the EV fleet by 2030. Key factors such as public charge point availability, reliability, EV and energy costs, and network connectivity are impacting EV adoption. Moreover, none of the executives surveyed believed that standard cars will be sold after 2040. Jonathan Wright, Global Managing Partner, IBM Consulting.
Our survey shows that a significant transition is going to happen by 2040.
but it will require a sustainable power grid that can meet and exceed the expected demands. It'll take an ecosystem of companies across industries, governments, and other stakeholders for EV to really take hold. So, the time for action is absolutely now.
To learn more, visit IBM.com/sustainable-mobility. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Later this afternoon, the President and the First Lady welcomed the acting cast of Ted Lasso to the White House to discuss the importance of addressing your mental health to promote overall well-being. One of the hottest apps in the United States right now is another TikTok developer software owned by Chinese parent ByteDance Limited. App trackers show that CapCut, a video editing tool, has been downloaded more in recent weeks than TikTok. The General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow this hour and running through Wednesday. This is just days after the International Criminal Court, or ICC, indicted the Russian president for war crimes. The NCAA March Madness continues. The Sweet 16 games will be played on Thursday and Friday. You can watch it on CBS and TBS. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, experts say the era of virtual healthcare, also known as telehealth or telemedicine, is only beginning. When used correctly, virtual healthcare services increase patient accessibility, reduce costs, and even improve long-term health. Well, Dr. Wara Ayugu, the Chief Medical Officer and General Manager of Amazon Clinic, is here to talk about how telemedicine works and what's different about the new message-based Amazon Clinic. He'll discuss the benefits of reducing unnecessary trips to the doctor's office for common conditions like allergies, pink eye, asthma, while managing care conveniently and digitally from the comfort of home. What a concept, huh? A welcomed one, to say the least. Dr. Ayugu, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, how does telemedicine work, and what are the patient benefits?
Telemedicine has actually been around for a while, but for a lot of patients, the pandemic was actually the first time they used it. It's really about making sure that the doctor is coming to you rather than you going to the doctor. So there's no more rearranging your schedule, driving to the doctor's office, waiting in the waiting room. Who likes to wait? It's all about making care more convenient, but also making care more accessible.
Well, the patients have been responding favorably. I've seen from the data that this has been a terrific benefit, but there's still more people to understand and appreciate the benefits of telemedicine and to be able to employ it and be equally satisfied, right?
Exactly. It's about saving you time and saving you money. The earlier you get care, the quicker it is to be able to get back to your life, get back to doing the things that you want to be doing. But for a lot of people, telemedicine is still new. So it's about making sure that people know about this great service they have access to and what a great experience it can be for them.
Well, I got to tell you personally, from my experience, Dr. Ayugu, that man, I'll tell you, it was such a relief, you know, not to have to drive, you know, make an appointment, you know, go through all the ramifications that, you know, going to an appointment can entail, you know, drive time and that sort of thing. And it was just so wonderful to, you know, feel like, wow, you know, and I, you know, even the conversation with the doctors and the healthcare provider, I felt was improved, because it was like, you know, one-on-one, you know, care in that sense. And it was at least my experience was very beneficial. And those that I'm hearing from others, same thing, you know, similar responses and pleasantly surprised, and you know, kind of like, wow, you know, why didn't I do this sooner, right?
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. How nice to be able to make sure that the doctor is focused completely on you, and to have that all happen on your time. It's so important to try to make the healthcare experience pleasant and enjoyable for patients. That's what we were thinking about. We were making Amazon Clinic. We really worked back from what would be the ideal experience for the customer. And what we really thought about is we want to make sure that customers can get the care they need with the convenience, affordability, and speed that they expect from Amazon. And that's really what we want to bring to healthcare.
And Dr. Ayuga, this is kind of win-win as well for the doctors, right?
Exactly. It's easier for the doctors as well. It's convenience on both sides. It eliminates a lot of the rigmarole and extra administrative burden from healthcare. It makes it simple for both the doctors and simple for the patients.
Well, and for the staff as well, because now this comes to the doctor, and you know, staff isn't having to spend a lot of time, you know, with the patient. So this really expedites the process, you know, when you stop to consider all that's involved here, right?
Exactly. You want to make things more efficient. You know, for us, when folk go on Amazon Clinic, it's, you know, the care is available 24/7. They don't have to make any appointments. You know the price up front. How many times have you gone to the doctor and wondered, you know, maybe you don't know what's my deductible, what's my copay? There's just a lot of thought. You know, you want the price to be transparent up front. You want to have that choice. I think there are a lot of aspects about medicine that can be simpler, and this is about making it simple, easy, and transparent, and affordable.
And what... Exactly, and the kind of treatment and the kind of conditions that you know, patients come in with, and that really are right in the wheelhouse of the telemedicine process, help our audience understand, you know, so that they're not, you know, thinking, okay, I'm gonna look to telemedicine when I'm dealing with something that really requires me to go to a hospital, right?
Exactly. No, we don't want people coming to telemedicine for their knee surgery. That is not the place. But what it does mean is things like allergy, acne, asthma, if you need a prescription refill for hypertension or migraine, these are things that, you know, they're real issues, and you want to get them solved, and you need to get them solved quickly. Quickly solving common health conditions.
You know, I'm thinking about my grandchildren in Hawaii, and they've utilized telemedicine as well, especially for the kids, you know, because kids early on, you know, they go to school and they enter into those bacteria laboratories, it seems like. They're always calling the doctor, you know what I mean?
I have a 9-month-old at home. He's been sick three times. And when he's sick, everybody else gets sick. It's, you know, putting things in their mouth. Completely get it.
Yeah, exactly. But the idea of telemedicine, you know, for the entire family is such a wonderful concept, right?
Exactly. That's the thing. It's not just about you getting care easily. If you're a caregiver like myself or you, Bill, and you have people you're caring for, whether that is children, other loved ones. It's also about being able to quickly get care for them. Because when you're worried about someone that you love, when you're worried about it, it's important to be able to get that care for them quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Ayuga, tell us about Amazon Clinic. I mean, most people, when they think of Amazon, they think of, you know, shipping products, you know, and getting them, you know, through the mail and everything. And so when they're hearing Amazon Clinic, Amazon Clinic and, you know, medicine and healthcare, help us understand this.
Absolutely. So, you know, to really zoom out, the thing that Amazon is about, it's about supporting customers. We say often that we're customer obsessed, so we want to do what customers need. And when we looked at different spaces, there are a lot of things about healthcare that are great, but there are a lot of things about the healthcare experience that can be made better. And we said, let's lean in and figure out how we can make the healthcare process more convenient, more affordable, and honestly more patient-centered and more patient-obsessed. So with Amazon Clinic, right there on Amazon.com or on your Amazon mobile app, which you probably already have on your phone, you can get care 24/7.
Wow. What a concept. I mean, how did this come about, Dr. Ayugo? I mean, before joining Amazon, you were the founding medical director for City Block Health. So how did you connect with Amazon on this?
So I've been in the healthcare space for a while, both as a practicing doctor, so I'm an internal medicine doctor, a primary care doctor, but also working in a lot of startups. And I've seen a lot of aspects of the healthcare system from a lot of angles. And it was really about being able to join a company that was already focused and had in their DNA using technology to make people's lives better and being able to do that at scale. So being able to say, how can we already meet patients where they are? How can we use tools and bring things that customers already love? Most people use and love their experience with Amazon. Let's bring that ability to create experiences that customers love to healthcare.
So how can we best use this new service? And also, final question here, so I'll give the last two questions. Remind everybody where they can go for more information, Dr. Ayugo.
Perfect. So I'll start with the second one. For more information, you can go to clinic.amazon.com, or you can just open up your Amazon app and type in clinic. So how to use it? If you have a condition that you need, you can choose that condition. You choose a provider. You answer a few questions, and your doctor will send you back a treatment plan as well as any needed prescription. It is that easy.
Wow, that's fantastic. Dr. Wara Ayugo, I'm going to get this right. I'm so sorry. Thank you for putting up with me, Dr. Ayugo.
Would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Adam Holtz is going to be joining us in just a few moments. Adam, of course, from PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to check out, you know, for movie reviews, DVDs. I mean, it's all right there. Entertainment from a biblical worldview, you know, so that you will be forewarned. I mean, there's no need to waste your money and for you to invest your money in projects and entertainment that is not consistent with your values. You know, we've heard that said time and time again, and maybe we've gotten a little bit lax on it because, look at, you know, COVID, everything, you know, it was just like, oh, just get me through the night here and get me through the day. But look at, we have to reevaluate all that's been happening in our culture and our society, how it's impacted our families. You know, as I said earlier, we've been warned about the attack on the families for decades, and we're thankful for, you know, James Dobson, who was the original founder of Focus on the Family, of course, now has devolved into another ministry. But the theme is still the same, is that we have to protect the integrity of the family unit. I mean, that is God's critical building block for our society. And so what's been happening? Well, Adam Holtz joins us now. I want to bring him on so that he can add to this conversation and this perspective as well. Adam, good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I always look forward to our time together because, you know, as things happen oftentimes, you know, my dear people that really know me, you know, first of all, they'll say, hey, we know you're not that smart. How did you come up with that stuff? I go, of course, you know, I'm not that smart. And it's not me. And, you know, and they're particularly endeared by our conversations because I said, you know, quite often we come on, it's just, we're just trusting God. We're trusting the Holy Spirit to lead us and bring up these topics, and we get into these things that I believe are important to be discussed because you can't, you don't have these kind of conversations everywhere you go.
No, you don't.
And,
you don't.
Right?
How many people do you sit with and have a cup of coffee and you're being led by the Spirit, and the Spirit says, hey, okay, hey, look, let's address this issue. Let's talk about these weighty issues, whether they have to do with the degenderization of bathrooms, these kind of topics that are thrown at our kids to indoctrinate them. And what they're doing, essentially, is they are disassembling the critical family unit that, oh, that's right, God created that, right? And what was the purpose? Why did God create the family unit?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And you know, God created the family unit for a couple things. I mean, it's obviously the family is the most atomic, if I can use that adjective, foundational building block of society and culture. Right? I mean,
exactly. Right.
You bring a man and a woman together, and I think that it's so critical, Bill, that as we talk about sexuality and as we talk about gender, that we remember that the blueprint is right there in Genesis. He created the male and female in his image, and that together, a man and a woman reflect God's creative character. And when a man and a woman and the covenantal protection and beauty of marriage come together, that yields something creative. It yields new life. So, you know, marriage is a picture of God on a very real level. And then that becomes the building block in which life is really nurtured, right? Where life has the opportunity to mature, and we know that children are a heritage from the Lord. That's another passage of scripture that we talk about. And so the family is the fundamental building block of society. And so when you mess with it, when you say it's not that, or it can be other configurations that don't reflect that character of being created in God's image, you're messing with the most fundamental foundational part of society. And I think, you know, it wasn't that long ago that even those who were on the left and on the other side of the aisle were still able to recognize that. You and I have probably talked about this, but I think about Daniel Moynihan in the early 1980s. He and Ronald Reagan were on different philosophical sides of the aisle, but even he could recognize that the breakdown of the family had massive consequences. Well, we're not there anymore. Now we're in this brave new world where the government thinks that we can define family however we want, and frankly, they want to be our family. And
yeah, you're being too kind.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're being too kind in calling it the brave new world. It's the stupid new world.
It is the stupid new world.
Because you know, the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of God. You take God, you don't fear God anymore, you don't care about what God says, then you really render yourself stupid. And this is where we are. You know, some of you might, oh, yeah, no, it's really dumb. You know, what we're doing, and just as you were saying, here's this building block that is designed with a purpose by God, not Joe Biden, not the Democrats, you know, not any political force, but by God himself. He creates. He has the infinite wisdom to assemble, you know, the elements that are required to have a substantive and a result, a purposeful result-getting organism called the family.
Right.
And he assembled this all together with a design and purpose. Now you get people that want to put chinks in the armor, so to speak, and they compromise the integrity of these building blocks. So where does it lead? You know, on one hand, you've got a fixed building block that is solid, it's complete, you can count on it. Every time it comes, it's the same, it's a building block, it goes in, and when you bring these building blocks together, you fortified a wall of freedom and liberty and purpose and productivity that is good for all concerned. Compromise that building block, the found everything goes down, the whole deal. Now what do you got? You got rubble.
Right, you've got rubble, you've got chaos, and if we want to continue the wall metaphor, you also have vulnerability, right? Because then the enemy, who, I mean, what did Satan do in the garden? He went after Adam and Eve's relationship with God and their relationship with each other from the get-go, right?
Right.
I mean, that was the undermining of God's design of the family is right there from the very first story we have about Satan's attempted device. Let me say one other thing here that I think is important.
Wait, hang on. Okay, real quick. But also, he attacked the woman.
Right.
She's the source. I mean, she is the reproductive element that God chose and had sanctified her for that, and
right.
He went after the source.
He did. That's exactly right. And what I wanted to say was that the Greek word diablos means to split. And I think the core of Satan's strategy is deception for the purpose of splitting. You know, his entire MO is to separate us from each other. And man, don't we see that with this agenda today? We're having kids separated from families, husbands separated from wives, and now we're having people separated from their own biological, you know, sex that they had when they were born. I mean, he's trying to separate us now in our psyches and in our bodies. And what a remarkable strategy, and yet, you know, we have a culture that has swallowed it whole, and not only that, says it's a good thing. You know, we have to affirm this. Well, no, we don't have to affirm it. We have to fight for what's true, Bill.
Exactly. For the sake of people that don't know better, Adam, because that is the challenge. That's the tough thing. And this is part of what Jesus meant when he said, pick up your cross.
That's right.
You know, maybe this is our cross that we must pick up to realize that, hey, look, we're seemingly fighting an uphill battle, but, you know, time and again, through experiences we've learned, is that with God we have the majority.
No, that's exactly
regardless
right.
of the numbers, and right?
We do, and I think that you're absolutely right in that Jesus calls us to a life of laying down our life, right? You know, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And that focus on other people's needs in and of itself is a countercultural thing in this day and age, because we're so focused on entitlement and affirmation and, you know, you get what you want on your terms, and heaven forbid that anybody should suggest that that's not a good thing. It's like, well, when we only focus on ourselves, what is the fruit of that, Bill?
I mean,
the fruit is destruction. That's what the fruit is.
It's not very fulfilling, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, that's the thing, is that it ends up being empty. And I think that sometimes, and we all focus on our own needs, right? I mean, that's our natural bent is to take care of ourselves. But when we lay down our lives on behalf of Christ and on behalf of other people, there is a redemption there that's not possible when I just focus on, well, what do I want?
Exactly. Well, that's why Jesus came to liberate us. Even something as subtle as that, Adam, that we can be liberated from our own selfish desires.
Yes.
How? at moments in time in my life, I'm able to see that. And when I do, I am so thankful to God, you know, for that. And it's frustrating by the same token, because I find myself like Paul. For the things that I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't, I do. And God, in his grace and mercy and his faithfulness and long-suffering, understands that and still loves us, Adam. How cool is that?
It's amazing, and I love the fact that his promises are new every morning, Bill.
Amen, you and me. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.